Good morning, everyone. Call to order the Alaska State Legislative Council. Today is January 30th, 2014. We're meeting at 11 a.m. in the Senate Finance Room in Juneau, room 532. Madam Secretary, would you call our roll, please?
Representative Chenault. Representative Gruenberg. Representative Johnson. Representative Pruitt. Representative Stoltz. Representative Wilson. Senator Huggins.
Breaking the chain, present.
Senator Coghill.
Yes, here.
Senator Dunleavy.
Here.
Senator Egan.
Here.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Machicki.
Here.
Chair Hocker.
Present. Yep, that count does give us 8 members to conduct legislative business, and a quorum, that is, and we do have one representative, me, that's here amongst all of you Agoose senators. I would, Madam Secretary, like to note for the record that the House is still in legislative session at the moment, which is why the House members are not present. We've got a very ministerial agenda today. I'd like to go through it, just cleaning up business, get it out of our way that's important. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the November 21st and December 18th meetings. Would open to the floor. If there's no questions, I would open the floor to a motion from Vice Chair Machicki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the minutes from Legislative Council meetings on November 21st, 2013 and December 18th, 2013 be approved.
The question before the committee is the approval of the minutes from November 21st and December 18th of 2013 as presented. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, those minutes are approved. Madam Secretary, we've been joined by Representative Rules Chairman Johnson and Representative Max Gruenberg. Next item is the ratification of 4 charitable events. These 4 events were the cover letters were distributed in the original packet. My staff and I have verified that all of these events qualify as 501c3 organizations in good standing, which is the requirement for approval. I have approved these, and they are being presented to the committee for ratification. Before we move further, Madam Secretary, we've been joined by Representative Osterman, who is alternate for the House. And in that we do not require Representative Osterman for a quorum, he will not be voting. But you're certainly welcome to come join us for the event if you would like, sir. Okay. Is there any concerns or questions to be raised with the charitable events? And if not, I'll open the floor to a motion from Vice Chair Machicki. Vice Chair Machicki, sir.
Thank you, Chairman Hawker. I move Legislative Council to ratify the following charity events, which were previously sanctioned by the Legislative Council Chair in accordance with AS 2460-80A-2B. A, Alaska Governor's Awards for the Arts and Humanities Reception benefiting the Alaska Arts and Culture Foundation. B, the Tin Art Auction benefiting the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. C, 2014 Fair and Comp Kelly Classic Putting Tournament benefiting the Armed Services YMCA and the Bartlett Foundation. And D, the Girl Scout Annual Auction and Fundraiser benefiting the Girl Scouts of Alaska.
The question before the committee is the ratification of the 4 charitable events in the motion. Is there objection? Hearing seen none. That motion stands approved. And Madam Secretary, would the record please show that Representative Stoltz arrived prior to the making of the motion. Next item on the legislative agenda, and this is really the reason we are here today, we have the annual revisers bill in front of us. It's a ministerial process for us to approve the revisers bill and pass it on to our rules committee. In this case, since it is the House chairing here, the House Rules Committee introduces it. Lisa Kirsch, with Assistant Revisor of Legislative Legal, could you come? Oh, look who we've got. We've got your boss. It's so good to have you here. would like to point out a small issue with the U version that was distributed earlier. As I sat down in this chair, I was handed a M version, which has one minor change from the previously distributed version. I would ask our revisers please to introduce themselves for the record, give us a very brief comment on the revisers bill. We'll see if we've got questions, and then we'll move forward with a motion. And would you please document the change between the U and the N versions for the record?
I'm Catherine Kurtz, the reviser of statutes, and I'm really only here today because I'm not sure you all had the opportunity to meet my assistant reviser, Lisa Kirsch, who's going to present the bill.
Welcome. So good to have you on board.
Thank you. Thank you. As you probably know, the reviser's bill is designed to improve the statutes and correct and remove any deficiencies or conflicts or any obsolete provisions. So what we have today is a bill that does all of those things in various different sections. The first section corrects a name of a bureau, a federal bureau that changed.
If I might, the bill itself will be entered into the record, as will your sectional summary. I think unless we've got anyone here has an individual question about an individual section, I don't think we need to read and explain all the individual sections. Concurrence of the committee?
Just a point on the difference between the versions, if she could at least...
And I would like you to explain the difference between the two versions, the version that was distributed earlier, which is the U version, and the N version, which we will be passing out of this committee.
Unless you want to sit here.
Okay, the difference between the U version and the N version appears in Section 15, which is on page 9. And in the version that was given to you earlier, there is the same Section 15. The only difference is on line 20 on page 9, the words, but not limited to, are now in brackets and caps so that they will be deleted. We have a statutory section in Title I that assumes that if the word including is there, it presumes the language but not limited to is there as well, so it's superfluous language. And so that is the only change between the U version and the N version, is that now that but not limited to is deleted on line 20 of page 9.
And so, Ms. Kirsch, it would be fair to characterize the difference between the two bills as a very simple oversight in the first bill.
Exactly.
Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know that there was a time before that statute was enacted that we used to routinely say, but not limited to. I assume at some point the revisers gone through and eliminated it everywhere else in the statute.
We try to. I'm resisting promising that we have done that because it happens that we do occasionally find older places where it occurred. In any future drafting, we always try to catch that and prevent it from going into the statutes. But you never can be absolutely certain that you've gotten every one.
I appreciate your doing this because occasionally somebody says, well, I want to be sure it says that. And now we can say, you know, even if you put it in committee, guys, the reviser's going to take it out sooner or later. I think this is good. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And thank you, Representative Grunberg, and a friendly counsel from a hospitable chair. Legislative procedure is dialogue with the members is conducted through the chair. Thank you. Further comments or questions on the reviser's bill? Hearing seen none. Senator Michicki, my friend.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council approve the 2013 Revisers Bill version 28-LS0904, version N, and request House Rules Committee to introduce the bill.
So the question before the committee is approving the 2013 Revisers Bill version LS0904/N. That's Nancy, and request the House Rules Committee to introduce it. That would be in accordance with operating custom and procedure of this committee. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, that bill will be forwarded to my good friend Representative Johnson for introduction. Thank you very kindly. We come to the next item on our agenda. Ms. Varney, if you could come forward and introduce yourself. There will be no motion necessary for this item, but it is time for us to receive the annual audit report of the State of Alaska Legislature conducted by our external auditors, and Pam is simply here to formally present that to us. Pam, if you'd introduce yourself, and if you wish to say a few words of blessing, we'd be welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Pam Varney, Executive Director of the Legislative Affairs Agency. Per statute, all expenditures are subject to an annual independent audit. This is our last year with LG Rayfield Mertz, LLC. The agency will be going out to bid for the next 3 years for an independent audit. The total amount that we've been spending every year for this audit is $18,250. It is a clean audit, and there are no audit exceptions, and I'd be glad to answer any questions for the committee.
Thank you, Ms. Varney, and I would like to emphasize as well that we have both in front of us the management letter, which is titled Letter to the Members of the Legislative Council and the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, in which there were no significant findings of merit, as well as the audit report itself, which has a, on page one, what we would call a clean opinion, as in everything is fairly in all material respects presented. Are there questions about the legislature's audit report for this year? Here, let's see. Hearing, see none. Pam, you're off easy today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very kindly. Okay, we get in now to the, we have a late travel reimbursement request from Representative Guerra. Representative Guerra, let's say this is regarding travel that commenced February 15th and February 23rd of 2013. It's a little while ago. What's the story?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Representative Les Guerra, District 18. We had two trips that are normally paid for through legislative funds. They were constituent trips. One was the Anchorage Caucus, and one was our annual constituent get-together. Honestly, like most of you, we assume that the tickets that we give end up somewhere and the reimbursement comes, but we were informed not till December that we had not submitted the boarding passes, I believe, that should have gone with those plane tickets. Obviously, I think our fault, and in the interest of full disclosure, the way the office account worked last year, we received a certain amount of money. I did not spend all that money. I intend to return the remainder of the money that I didn't spend on office-related expenses back to the general fund. So I would request reimbursement for those. On the other hand, the reimbursement will probably go back to the general fund. So I'm happy with whatever the committee decides, but these are expenses that well, we should have been reimbursed for. However, we probably made a mistake in not submitting the boarding passes on time. So that's the whole story. I'm happy to take questions.
Could I have Jessica Geary with Finance Manager of LAA forward? She's here somewhere, I thought. Yeah, there you are. Like a comment on the, again, this is custom, Representative Guerra, at least while I'm chair here, that we get the assurance from LAA that all is in order supporting your request.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Jessica Geary, Finance Manager for Legislative Affairs, and I've reviewed the document submitted by Representative Guerra, and everything is in order, and our receipts match up with the claim.
Excuse me, sir. Senator Meyer.
Yeah, thank you. Just a question. So we are supposed to keep the boarding passes and submit those? I guess I wasn't sure of that.
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, my understanding was that the paperwork was turned into Representative Curtula's office, but was not received by the accounting office in time. So I think they might have been waiting on something before they submitted it to us. That's my understanding of the situation.
Senator Meyer, please continue.
Mr. Chairman, I may be out of line here because I'm trying to learn the procedure. My staff knows it, but I don't too well. So if we make the reservations through you, we don't need to turn in a travel pass, correct? But if we make the reservations ourselves, then if we want reimbursed, we turn the boarding pass into you?
The boarding passes should accompany the final travel paperwork that's turned in. If there is no boarding pass and an electronic boarding pass might have been used, then a simple statement as to that fact just to, you know, certify travel was completed. In this particular case, Representative Guerra purchased his own airline tickets, so we didn't have a record of them and we did not receive any paperwork on them.
Okay, very good. And then, Mr. Chairman, again, I'm probably out of line. So if we make reservations through you, and like last weekend, if the planes never get left and the planes get canceled, somehow you get notified, so you get reimbursed, or how does that work?
If you purchase your own airline ticket?
No, let's say we went through your office.
Okay.
Sure. Please, Senator Meyer, it's a fair question.
Yeah, I guess I'm not entirely understanding how you're wording your question. If we purchase an airline ticket on your behalf and for some reason the travel doesn't happen for one particular reason, then we can change the ticket for you or get it refunded.
Well, I guess, Mr. Chairman, last weekend, I think, was just a good example of, you know, people were trying to get out Friday night, got canceled.
Right.
So then, you know, I'm not sure if my office booked it or we went through you. We got booked on Saturday morning. That got canceled. So we rebooked it for Saturday noon. That got canceled. So pretty soon the event I was supposed to go to Saturday night, it's like, what? I can't make this, and so you give up. Right. I just want to make sure that if the state of Alaska paid for that ticket, that somehow you're getting reimbursed.
That is correct, yes. Any unused tickets, we can change for a later date or get them refunded.
Okay, now, since you require boarding passes to make sure we, you know, actually fly, do we need to give you some documentation that shows that we didn't fly?
If we purchase your ticket, we will get that documentation. You should let us know, of course. But, you know, if you purchase your own ticket and seek reimbursement, we have no way of knowing unless you tell us.
Right.
But we are aware of the tickets that we purchase within our office.
And again, Mr. Chairman, I'm referring to when we go through your office. I just
yes.
want to make sure
okay.
that you know if a flight got canceled and
yes.
Alaska Airlines isn't trying to charge the state of Alaska.
Okay. That is correct.
Thank
yes.
you.
Senator Huggins, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and through the chairman to Representative Guerra. I stay up late sometimes at night, and you know, sort of get a chuckle sometimes watching your debate and the words you have on the House floor. And I kind of consider you a friend for the most part. We certainly don't agree politically, but I will say, I'll tell you directly that in this case, you're saying it'll probably go to the back to the Treasury anyway. I think we're kind of wasting our time if that's the case. If you want the money, I'm willing to support you. If it's going to the Treasury, you're wasting our time.
Through the chair, that's why I gave you that disclosure. I just don't have any office expenses I can spend that money on it. And I think those funds should be spent on office expenses. So if the committee decides that it's just money going from one pot to another pot, that's totally fine, and I can accept that. It doesn't cause me any major harm. We just didn't learn until December that some documents were missing from a February and March trip. So,
okay, and this is a new disclosure to me that, as the chair, it was not brought forward when this request was brought to my office. And it is the intent that this money would make a full circle back from us to you and back to the Treasury?
Yes, through the chair. I think legally I can only spend that money on office expenses, and I don't have any additional office expenses.
That would color my opinion on the item that I brought forward here today for the committee.
I'm a no vote. Anybody else can vote.
Representative Stoltz.
It's a waste of time.
Representative Stoltz.
Thank you. I support Representative Guerra's request. He's actually been more thorough in coming before the committee than just about all, any of other late requests we get. He's actually shown up and explained it, and I think that's whatever his personal decision that he makes is. The way that previous office account was constructed, he paid taxes on it, and he may have reasons for doing it, and I will not begrudge his personal reason for returning it to the Treasury and, you know, whatever. And my good friend, I don't think I disagree with the Colonel on too many things, or Senator Huggins on this one. It's up to Representative Guerra and what he decides to do with that under the way that previous office account was constructed. It's certainly much cleaner now with Chairman Hawker's motion he made and the committee adopted unanimously. But if it's laudable that Representative Guerra wants to do what he's doing, it's really, I don't know, it's the committee's business. It's his personal decision, as under the previous construct, other people made their decisions, and I'd laud that he is choosing to do that, but that is a personal decision. I don't know what's really even relevant to the discussion on the late request. That was uncomfortable.
Thank you. Senator Michiki, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And you know what, Representative Guerra, I like you very much. Personally like you very much. This is not in any way a personal comment. I am not in support of the past method of office accounts. I struggled with it as well. I'm not aware of a way to return unspent funds. And it was my first year in office last year. It of course, costs more to set up a new office, but I have some funds I'd love to return. But I do have to agree that this, I have a sense of a little bit of grandstanding in this disclosure, and I do believe that it is a waste of staff time for this to make the round circle. I respect your opinion to do that, and whether or not there is a method of returning unspent funds, if there is, I'd certainly like to learn about it. I don't know if this is the right body, but I'm interested in determining if we can return the last few dollars that other offices have remaining from last year.
To that end, Senator Michiki, Jessica, I'd ask that offline you prepare a response to that question that we can distribute to all legislators.
Be happy to.
Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Hey, pardon me, before you start,
sure.
I want to emphasize that Representative Guerra's actions before this committee in no way prejudice any legislator who does not return any unspent, unaccounted money that was legally, legitimately, and appropriately given to them last year by the vote of this committee that I was not chairing. And Representative Guerra, would you make an affirmative statement supporting the nod of your head?
Yes, Representative Hawker, everybody in this building, I think, followed the rules they were told, and so I agree with you. I agree with your point. My personal view is the money should go back to the general fund if I can't spend it, but I will accept whatever the decision the committee makes.
Thank you. Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I may dialogue for just a minute, take a question.
Representative Gruenberg, and I would admonish, we've all got things to do. I was hoping to get the committee out of here in 30 minutes. We've got a couple minutes left to do that. I hope this is not a long dialogue.
No. And maybe it's to Ms. Guerra. The one transaction occurred in the last calendar year. The reimbursement will occur in this calendar year. So I think I'm correct in saying there are two different years involved. And the decision whether to turn the money back that he's receiving now will not necessarily be made until much later in the year. So he may say that this is his intent now, but something could come up that could change his mind. And therefore, I think there's a significant difference. It is up to him, and I'm just going to ask, with the chair's permission, Representative Guerra, am I correct that it's going to be in two different years and something could change your mind.
Through the chair, and I understand you want to get through this very quickly. The funds were funds that were granted last year. They were not spent. So what I have left over, I will give to the general fund. I'm just waiting to see whether or not these funds get reimbursed, and I personally belong, I feel more comfortable putting them back in the general fund. I also totally understand that everybody else can do whatever they, whatever the law was that, that was in place. And so if you don't, it's because that's what the rules were. You followed the rules. So I have no problem with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, call for the question.
Senator Huggins, sir.
Call for the question.
Senator Michiki.
Move Legislative Council approve the following late travel and per diem claims for travel commencing on the following dates. For Representative Les Guerra, travel commencing February 15th and February 23rd, 2013.
I will object. Madam Secretary, the question before the committee is the approval of Representative Guerra's travel requests. Would you please call the committee roll?
Representative Greenberg.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Stoltz.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
No.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Dunleavy.
Yes.
Senator Egan.
Yes.
Senator Meyer.
No.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Michiki.
Yes.
Chair Hopper.
No. Well, by my count, that is a vote of 9 yeas and 3 nays. Therefore, the request is approved. Thank you all for attending the meeting. Is there further business to be brought before the council at this time? Senator Huggins, sir.
If I might, along the lines of Representative Guerra, but not pertaining to him, but office accounts, I would encourage us as soon as we can to make sure we familiarize members and their staff with any new procedures. And I celebrate the new process, but I'm not sure that everybody is familiar what the new process will be.
And thank you, Senator Huggins. I was remiss here. We have just concluded going through and revising and cleaning up the original draft allowance policy that was distributed to everyone at the beginning of session. I believe, has that been distributed, or are we just at the point of distributing it? Jessica?
Representative Hawker, we are just about there. I'm planning to distribute them this afternoon.
I mean, it's literally that close, and I would like to commend my aide, Julie Lucky, and Jessica for working with myself in the interests of other members that have identified issues in that original draft policy as we discussed earlier. And we'll be getting a formal policy. I would ask everyone, particularly you folks in the Senate side of the business here, anyone who encounters an issue in those policies that they say makes no sense, they do not understand, please bring it to my office's attention, my attention, so we can continue to evolve and build that policy into a workable document for the legislature. Okay. Hearing see no other business brought before this committee, we will stand adjourned.